Christmas is just 153 days from now.
圣诞节就只剩下153天就要临到了。
Would you turn to your neighbor and say Christmas is coming?
你要对你的邻居说圣诞节要来临了吗？
Amen. We have been talking about the presence of God throughout this year.
在今年开始，我们一直讲上帝神的同在。
And you all had a wonderful camp, family camp, and youth camp.
你们有非常美好的生活营跟少年营。
Again, examining the whole topic about dwelling in the presence of God.
这同样的是在经历整个课题，就是住在神的同在当中。
You know, we can't separate the Holy Spirit from the presence of God.
我们不能够把神的同在跟圣灵给分开来。
Because where the Spirit is, that's the presence of God.
因为当圣灵住的居住的地方就是神同在。
And so today I want to dive in to talk about practicing the presence of God and making it very practical.
今天我要把讲怎样讲，我们实践主跟我们同在当中是一个非常现实的生活当中去行。
You know, when God wanted to create the fish, He spoke to the water.
你知道当神要创造鱼的时候他对水说话。
He says, let the waters be swarmed with living creatures.
他说那水里面滋生出 有生命的活物来。
And when he wanted to create the tree, he spoke to the earth.
他要创造树的时候他对地土地说话。
Spoke to the earth to bring forth vegetables, plant, yielding seeds, and so forth.
他对土地说话，你要生出长出各种结果实的菜蔬果实树木来。
But when God wants to create us human, He spoke to Himself.
但当神要创造我们人类的时候，他对自己讲话。
He said, "Let us make man and woman in our image and in our likeness."
他说要按让我们按照我们的形象，我们的样式造男造女。
If you take the fish out of the water, the fish will die.
如果你把鱼从水里面抓出来，鱼就会死掉。
If you take the plants out of the earth, it will die.
如果你把树连根拔起，离开土地的话，树就会死掉。
And if man is separated from God, we die.
那人如果离开神的话，人就会死掉。
We are made for the presence of God.
我们被创造是因为要跟神同在。
You know, John Wesley,
约翰·卫斯理说。
As he was lying in his bed dying, this is his last word. He says, the best of it all is God is with us.
约翰·卫斯理他躺在床上临终前的最后一句话就是说 最美好的事是主与我们同在。
It's believed this is the last word that come out from his mouth.
这相信这是他最后的一句话留在这个世界上。
What more beauty it is,to know that God is with us.
这是多么的美好，知道神跟我们同在。
Because we are made for Him.
因为我们是为他创造的。
We thrive in His presence.
我们在他面前得到丰盛的生命。
But not many of us are aware of the presence of God.
但很多人没有注意到神跟我们同在。
Jacob was trying to orchestrate his life, and as you know, he's trying to.Make things happen for himself.
你知道雅各想着在他生命当中得到最美好的东西。
And God met him in a dream.
然后神在雅各的梦中跟他相遇。
And in this verse, he awoke from his sleep and said, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it."
当雅各在睡梦当中醒过来，他说：“耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。”
How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God.
就惧怕说这地方是何等的可畏，这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。
He had such a revelation that God was there watching over him and blessing him and keeping his promises.
他真的是这样要求神就在那个地方祝福他，给他所有的一切。
And Moses understood that Moses valued the presence of God.
摩西也是明白这一点，他非常重视神的同在。
In fact, he told the Lord that if your presence don't go with us, don't send us up from here.
摩西跟神说，如果你不亲自和我同去，就不要把我们从这
How would anyone know that you are pleased with us and that with your people unless you go with us?
能在何事上得以知道我和你的百姓在你眼前蒙恩呢？岂不是因为你与我们同去？
See, from the beginning in Genesis, we are made to be in the presence of God.
所以从一开始，从创世纪一开始，我们就在圣洁的同在当中被创造。
You know, the Garden of Eden is really the physical manifestation of the invisible kingdom of heaven.
你知道，在最开始的伊甸园是那些眼睛看不到的神的国在这个世界上彰显。
And God will come and walk in the cool of the evening, and face to face, you will have conversation with Adam and Eve.
在天气凉风的时候，耶和华神在园中行走，他会跟亚当跟夏娃面对面的交流。
And it was in this beautiful environment whereby.Mankind, male and female, literally have such intimate fellowship with God Himself.
所以在这种的环境当中，男人、女人、人类跟神这种有非常亲密的关系在那个地方。
And we know in Genesis, sin came, and there was separation.
那我们知道，在创世纪里面，罪恶是人跟神分开。
Death is separation.
那就是死亡使人跟神分开。
And God in His redemption plan is to draw man back to reconcile man back to Himself.
神在他的救赎计划当中要把人类带回来，带回到他的面前，跟他和好。
Then in the fullness of time, Jesus came.
就在时间满足的时候，耶稣就来了。
And since Adam and Eve, now the disciple could see fully God, fully man, Jesus Himself.
所以自从亚当跟夏娃以来，现在耶稣的门徒能够亲眼看到完成的神、完成的人在他们中间。
The fullness of the Godhead dwelt in bodily form in Jesus Christ.
上帝的完美一切都居住在人类的形象耶稣基督里面。
You know, to the point, Philip didn't quite get it. You know, show me the Father, and Jesus said, "Whoever have seen me."You have seen God the Father.
在圣经里面记载，耶稣对腓力说，腓力问耶稣，耶稣对腓力说，我与你同在这样长久，你还不认识我吗？你看见我，就是看见了父。
So for the first time since Adam and Eve, they could see and sit with God Himself.
所以自从亚当跟夏娃以来，耶稣的门徒第一次能够跟神坐在一起。
And then Jesus told them something that they couldn't understand beginning in the beginning.
So, 耶稣告诉他们一些事情，一开始他们是不明白的事情。
He says that I will go away.
他是说我要离开你们。
Because it is to your advantage, I go away.
因为是为了你的好处，我要离开你们。
If I don't go, the Helper or the Advocate will not come to you.
因为我若不去的话，那帮助者、那保惠师就不会到你这里来。
Another comforter, another advocate like me will be sent to you.
另外一个帮助者、另外一个保护者像我一样就会差遣到你这里。
Now to the disciple, what good could it be more than Jesus himself here? Why he should go away?
对门徒来说，有什么比耶稣同在更好的？为什么耶稣要离开他们？
But it is better, much more better, I go away.
但耶稣说，因为更好是更好，所以我要离开你们。
Because then I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
因为我们就把圣灵就完成的倾倒在所有有血气的、有血肉的身上。
And we can enter into the presence of God because of what Jesus did on the cross.
因为我们现在可以进入在神的同在当中，因为耶稣在十字架上所做的事情。
So when Jesus died on the cross, the scripture tells us he cried out again in a loud voice, gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom.
所以当耶稣在十字架上，他大声喊叫，气就断的时候，忽然从殿里的幔子从上到下被分裂为两半。
Now, if it's from bottom to top, it could be a man tearing it, but from top, such a high curtain, it got to be God.
那个幔子如果从底下 撕开往上撕开的话，那可能是能做的。但是从幔子从上往下撕裂的话，那只有神能够做的。
Because that's a curtain in the temple, whereby we are not allowed to enter into the holiest of holy in God's very presence.
因为那是在圣殿里面的那个幔子，这个幔子阻止人从圣洁的地方到至圣所。
And because the curtain is torn, we can enter boldly right now back into the presence of God.
因为这个幔子被撕裂开，我们现在可以大胆的来到上帝的至圣所，上帝的同在面前。
You know, Christmas is God with us.
你知道圣诞节是主与我们同在。
And Good Friday is God for us on the cross.
那受难节是耶稣主为的我们。
And comes Pentecost, where God pours out His Spirit is God in us.
到了五旬节，那是主倾倒他的圣灵进入在我们的生命里面。
Now this is a powerful truth that we need to comprehend and understand.
所以这是个非常非常重要的真理，我们每个人都需要明白并且理解的。
That every barrier that is preventing us into the presence of God is taken away.
所以的任何一切阻碍我们进入上帝面前的所有的一切障碍都已经被拿走被挪去。
And Jesus continued to explain to the disciples that I will ask the Father to give you another like me, another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth.
这耶稣就在圣经里面说，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他远远与你同在，就是真理的灵。
You know, we live in a world of deception and scam and you know, all of lies that are in the mass media.
我们现在生活在这个所有的一些媒体上面，都是各种的欺骗谎言，就在这个世界的环境当中。
And how we need the Spirit of Truth.
我们真的是需要真理的灵在我们中间。
He says here the world cannot accept him because he neither see him or know him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
这里说，世人不能够接受他，不能够，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在。也要在里面住在我们每个里面。
So I'm not going to leave you as often, but I'll come to you. I'll be with you, and I will dwell in you forever.
所以我不向你们为故而，我必到你这里来，并且要跟你远远在一起。
Now this is the mystery, Christ in us through the Holy Spirit.
这是个奥秘，耶稣通过圣灵住在我们的里面。
But do we know Him?
但是我们真的认识他吗？
Do we know the Holy Spirit who lives with us and in us?
你认识，你知道，理解到圣灵住在我们里面，跟我们同在吗？
Because the Holy Spirit is the one that brings in the presence of God.
因为圣灵是圣灵把神的同在带入到我们里面。
So with our remaining time, I quickly want to share with you three practical.Keys to practicing the presence of God.
所以我们要快快的跟大家分享三点，怎么样实践神在我们的生命当中跟我们同在。
So, firstly, we need to cultivate an awareness of God's presence.
第一点，我们要培养，我们要知道上帝跟我们同在的意思，这个需要培养。
Now Jacob woke up from his sleep and he says, God is in this place, I don't even know it. All this while God is with me, I don't even know it.
那雅各从睡梦当中醒来，他说，神在这个地方，神一直跟我同在，我竟然不知道。
And our awareness is very important.
所以我们的意识，我们意识到神跟我们同在是非常的重要。
You know, in Proverbs it says, in all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct your path and make your path straight.
我们在箴言里面看到，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Sometimes we separate the spiritual from the secular.
有些时候我们把圣经的话语跟世俗的给它分开来。
No, we are aware of God's presence when we come on Sunday worship.
那我们意识到神的同在，我们星期天来教会来敬拜。
But throughout the day, in the weekly, daily routine, in our responsibility, we kind of are not aware of His presence at all.
但是从星期一开始，我们在日常的生活当中，我们日常的应该做的事情当中，我们没有意识到神其实随时都跟我们同在。
Yet the Scripture challenges us in all our ways, whatever we are doing in life, we are to recognize, acknowledge, and be aware of Him leading us, guiding us.
在这里，圣经提醒我们。我们要意识到，在我们所做的所有的一切事情上，都要认定神，都要认识到神与我们同在，他必指引我们的道路。
You know, there's a verse in Isaiah that says, "You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stay on you."
所以在以赛亚书里面说，当你们把属灵的生命跟世俗生命分开的时候，他就跟我们在一起。
Yep. So if our mind is stayed on all the latest bad news around us,
当我们的心头一直思想上帝的话语，他的平安就必跟我们同在。
We'll be depressed.
我们如果一直思想这个世界上的时候，我们就会感到很压抑，我们都是被坏的消息所充满。
And if you're watching news all the time, the whole day, you'll be more depressed.
但如果你一直整天看这个世界上的新闻的时候，你会感到非常的压抑。
I used to say there's no good news.
我经常说这里没有好消息的。
The only good news is at the beginning of the news reading, good evening, and then all bad news.
好消息是每天晚上
good.
好消息是晚上每天晚上在广播的时候好消息，晚上好，这就是好消息的。
So if we are just aware of the natural rhyme, we will be discouraged. We will be fearful.
如果我们一直注视到我们周围的环境，看到周围的现象，我们就会感到非常的害怕，我们会非常的恐惧。
But if we are constantly acknowledge that God is with me in every situation at every moment, it makes a difference.
但是我们如果经常的意识到，提醒到我们自己，在所有的一切的处境跟环境当中，神都跟我们同在的话，我们的感觉就完全的不一样。
You might not always feel it, but you know that you know in your heart and the confidence you have that He is with me.
你可能不会一直的感觉到，但是在你的内心的深处，你就确实的知道神跟你同在。
See, it says, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on His own authority, all right? And whatever He hears, He will speak and He will declare to you the things that are to come.
在这里说，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
We don't know the future. We don't know what is going to happen next.
我们不知道将来，我们知道下一秒钟会发生什么事情。
Hopefully the interest rate will come down in August.
我们盼望八月份的时候，那个教会的利率会下降。
Then again, it's not guaranteed. Didn't come down in July. You
know? 但是在没有保证的七月份就会下降的。
But we have a Holy Spirit that is with us and in us. He will guide us to all truth.
但是我们有真理的圣灵住在我们里面，他会带领我们，让我们明白进入一切的真理。
We make decisions all the time.
我们随时都要做决定。
And we need the Spirit of truth to guide us in all this decision making.
所以我们需要这个真理的灵来引导我们做所有的一切的决定。
We are not just to lean our own understanding, but we are to acknowledge Him in all our ways.
我们不能够依靠我们自己的理解力跟领悟能力，而是完全依靠上帝的圣灵的带领我们。
So when we fix our eyes on Him and we are aware of Him, every moment it will give us the faith and the confidence even to journey this life.
所以当我们把眼睛定睛在他身上的时候，我们随时意识到他同在的时候，他总是会带领我们，让我们明白我们应该做的决定，应该走的方向。
Now with all the traffic fine doubling,
现在很多的交通上有很多的罚款 加倍的罚款。现在你开车的时候
，with nearly every traffic junction, there are cameras with AI technology。
你知道所有的十字路口、交通路口都有计算机控制的那些摄像头在那边。
If you touch your phone, you could be fined $1,000.
如果你的手碰到你的手机，你可能要被罚款$1,000.
You know, sometimes you're driving and you have all these thoughts and you forget.
有时候你在开车的时候，你各种想法在你头脑当中，你就忘掉了。
Because you're not aware there's a camera looking at you.
因为你没有注意到那边有天上有一个摄像头对着你。
Can you imagine if the traffic police is sitting next to you in your car?
你可以想象那个如果一个交通警坐在你的驾驶座旁边的话
，You will be highly aware to keep the speed limit.
你会非常的紧张。把车速放在限速以内。
That's why we need to be aware of God's presence with and in us.
所以我们现在要特别的意识，体验到神的跟我们在我们里面神的同在。
We may not say the things we have said or do the things we have done if we are so aware of Him.
如果我们真的意识到神跟我们同在的话，我们有些话我们是不会说，有些事情我们是不会去做的。
Okay, secondly, walking in obedience in God's presence.
第二点就是在主的面前要顺服而行。
You know, the presence of God in the Old Testament is a picture of the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
是的，在旧约里面，上帝的同在，它的象征就是。白天是云柱，晚上是火柱。
When the pillar of cloud moves, you pack your bags and you move.
当云柱往前行的时候，你就收拾一切的行李、行装，跟着云柱一起往前走。
And same thing in the night when the pillar of fire stays, you stay.
同样的，那晚上那火柱停下来的时候，所有的人都停止下来。
That's how the presence of God led the children of Israel.
那就是神的同在怎样的带领以色列人出埃及。
And they have to be obedient to God's leading, God's presence.
他们需要顺服上帝的带领，顺服神同在的引领。
And so it is with us as sons and daughters of God.
所以作为我们神的儿女们。
It says, if you live according to your flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.For all those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
所以圣经告诉我们，你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；若靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行，必要活着。因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿女。
Now the sons of God is gender neutral. It means sons and daughter of God.
那么在这里讲神的儿子的话，实际上是讲神的。儿女就是男的女的都是神的儿子儿女。
So the big difference for us as children of God is we are led by the Spirit of God.
就完成的跟世上不一样的地方是我们作为神的孩子，我们是被圣灵所引导的。
And it is our role in obedience to walk in the Spirit, to keep in step with the Spirit, and to be led by the Spirit.
我们要做的我们的部分是我们要顺服圣灵的带领，顺服圣灵我们带领我们去做去行去生活。
Because they that are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God.
因为是凡被神的灵所引导的都是上帝的孩子。
And we continue to abide in His word. We continue to keep His word. It says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you,You can ask whatever you would. He says, sir, yeah, sorry. If anyone loves me and keep my word, my father will love him and we will come to him and make our home with him.
这耶稣就回答说，人若爱我就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他。
To practice the presence of God is to keep in step, to abide in his living word.
所以要想跟神的同在就要这个走一个步骤，就是跟上帝的话，神的话紧紧的连接在一起。
And he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
所以这里就说，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
You know, there's so much God the Father wants you to have.
你知道上帝天父上帝要把很多的东西要赐恩赐给你。
But we are not even aware of it.
但是我们甚至没有觉察到。
But when we abide in His word, when we remain in His word, we know what is for us, the plans and the purposes and the blessing He has for us.
但是我们如果跟他连接，我们如果把他的话藏在我们里面，紧紧的相连的话，我们就会察觉到、意识到，上帝要给我们的是多么美好的东西，准备给我们的。
That's why God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we could ask or imagine, according to what the power of the Holy Spirit is working in us.
所以，上帝要给我们的是我们所没有听到过的，所没有想象过的，是通过圣灵给我们的丰盛的生命住在我们的。里面是我们所没有想象的，是通过圣灵在我们里面的工作。
See, obedience is not a negative word. Obedience is the key to unlock the miraculous possibility that God has for us.
所以，顺服这个词不是个消极的词，顺服这个词是一个钥匙来着，开着上帝给我们所有的一切丰盛的能力在那里面打开。
Martin Luther used to say this, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ say repent, He will the entire life of the believers to be one of repentance.
所以马丁路德就说，当我们在我们的主耶稣基督说悔改的时候，他希望信徒的一生都在悔改。
What is repentance? Repentance is basically in life, we drift, we get distracted. Repentance is to realign back to God and what He has for us.
悔改的意思是，悔改的意思就是在我们的生命当中，有时候受许多的干扰影响，会偏离我们的正路。悔改就是一直把这个方向调整回来，调整回到上帝给我们的道路上面。
And for us, we have a tendency of straying, you know, and get drifted and get distracted, and we need to align back, recalibrate back to God's direction.
对我们人来说，我们都有这个意向，都要按着自己的意思迷失，按着自己的意思去走其他的道路。但是神要我们悔改，一直觉察悔改，转到上帝给我们的道路上面。
In my younger days, I used to work as an aircraft technician.
在我年轻的时候是工作下在飞机的工程师。
And one of the instruments that we repair and overhaul is called an autopilot.
在飞机修理过程当中，有一个要修理的就是自动驾驶仪器。
So if a plane set its course to fly from Melbourne to Japan, it's locked in into that program.
如果一个自动驾驶，比如说从墨尔本飞到日本的话，它有一个自动驾驶已经设定好往这个方向走。
And the plane will fly straight to Japan.
这个飞机就按照这个自动驾驶就直接飞到日本去。
But sometimes they encounter bad weather.
但是有时候遇到不好的天气。
There'll be turbulence and crosswind and so forth.
就遇到大风的空气旋流、漩涡、大风的驱动。
So the plane will drift and go off course.
所以那飞机就会受风向、气象的影响，就慢慢的离开正常的航道。
It may land up in another country altogether.
它可能如果按照风向吹着走的话，可能会飞到其他国家。
What the autopilot do is to recalculate and cause all the equipment to function to bring back the plane to be on course to Japan.
这个自动驾驶系统就是在那边计算，开始调整所有的飞机的各种细节、各种部位的工作，然后使这个飞机转回到正常的方向。
And this equipment, the autopilot, is working continuously to keep the plane on track to the right direction.
这个自动驾驶系统就一直在那边工作，一直。保持就是飞机能够转回到它应该飞的方向。
A little bit like our GPS, the Google Map, whatever, you know.
就像我们现在的导航系统一样。
And if you go on the wrong road, they recalculate. They say make a U-turn or take another road, getting back to the same direction that you have programmed.
如果你开车的时候如果走错了方向的话，那个导航系统就会 重新的计算，然后 就会告诉你回头或者怎么样，把你带回到应该去的方向上。
God's presence is leading us all the time.
上帝的同在一直在我们当生命当中一直的带领我们。
But we get distracted, we stray.
但是我们有时候受到干扰，有时候受到影响，就走错了方向。
And repentance is basically realigning back each time to the direction that God has for us.
悔改就是总是把自己的生命方向调整回来，调整到神要我们走的方向上。
Okay, very quickly, I don't have much time left. The third key is to practice constant communication with God.
第三点就是练习不断的跟神沟通。
We call that prayer, constant communication with God.
我们叫它祷告，就是一直不断的跟神沟通。
Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, we become the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为当圣灵来到我们生命当中的时候，我们就作为生命，我们的身体就成为了圣灵的殿。
You know, those days people go to the temple to pray and worship.
你知道那些时候，人都要走到圣殿去敬拜，去祷告。
But today, in the new covenant, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
但是现在今天在新约之下，我们是圣灵所居住的
殿。And it says, "My house will be the house of prayer for all nations."
他在里面说，我的殿要作为为万民万国祷告的殿。
And Jesus declared that we are to be the house of prayer.
那耶稣在里面宣告说，我们必须是作为祷告的圣灵祷告的殿。
And in Thessalonians it says, "Never stop praying or pray without ceasing. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belongs to Christ Jesus."
因为帖撒罗尼迦里面写到，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
You know, the verse before in verse 16 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Pray without ceasing. Pray without stopping."
在前两节里面，十六节就开始说，凡事感恩，凡事喜乐，在神里面喜乐。
So prayer is not an event. Prayer is a lifestyle of constantly having conversation with God.
所以祷告不仅仅是一个事件，而是生命当中连续不断的进行的过程，一直跟神祷告，一直跟神沟通。
You know, there's a 17th century monk called Brother Lawrence, and there's a book called The Practice of the Presence of God.
在十七世纪的时候，有位修道士，名字叫劳伦斯弟兄，他写了一本书叫做《与主同在的时间》。
And basically, the book is a compilation of his letter and his diary.
这本书实际上是他所有的书信以及他日记的拼合起来的。
Now he works in a monastery. He was a cook in a kitchen. You know, he washed dishes and he repaired sandals. A very humble job.
所以当他在那个修道院的时候，他是在厨房里面工作，他煮东西，他洗碗洗菜，然后修理一些厨具等等。
But even in the most mundane task, he practiced the awesome presence of God.
但即使在最枯燥的工作当中，他实践神同在。
And it's amazing the book is being read by millions of people all over the world.
所以在世界各地大概上百万的人读过他的书。
Now I pick up two sayings from Brother Lawrence. He says, "Prayer is nothing else than to sense God's presence."
他在这里面曾经写到说，祷告不过是感受到主的同在。
And he says also another quote, that the most holy and necessary practice in our spiritual life is the presence of God. That means finding constant pleasure in his divine company, speaking humbly and lovingly with him in all seasons, at every moment, without limiting the conversation to any way, in any way.
也就是说，我们灵性生活当中最神圣的、最必要的操练，就是与主同在。这意味着在他神圣的陪伴下，不断找到喜乐，在任何时候、任何时间，谦卑而充满爱意的与他交谈，不受任何 限制。
See, the tendency for us is our prayer kicks in crisis.
你知道我们通常是在碰到困难危难的时候就去祷告。
Or your children become teenager.
或者你的小孩成为少年人开始成长的时候。
I used to tell parents of teenager that your teenager makes you a prayer warrior.
我经常跟父母们祷告，你的少年的那个孩子使你成为祷告的勇士。
Either a prayer warrior or a worrier.
或者是你祷告的勇士，或者是成为一直担忧的人。
So why wait through crisis? Then we pray when it should be every moment having conversation with God.
为什么我们要遇到困难、遇到麻烦的时候才会祷告？我们应该是同平常的每时每刻都要跟神同在，都要祷告。
And that prayer involved in worship, in thanksgiving, in rejoicing with the Lord.
这祷告就牵动到我们的敬拜。感恩跟神同在的这种各样的喜乐。
And I do that a lot when I'm driving.
当我在开车的时候，我做了很多这样的事情。
It takes 40 minutes to go to the church I'm preaching in. I'll be praying for 40 minutes there and 40 minutes back.
所以如果我要开车40分钟到我去讲道的地方，在一路上40分钟我就祷告40分钟，回来再祷告40分钟。
And Paul was in prison, not a nice place to be in, and he wrote this letter to the Philippian church.
保罗在监狱当中，那个不是好地方的。保罗写了这封信给他的教会的同伴们。
He says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice."
他说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
You know, and he said, "The Lord is at hand. The presence of God is here at hand."
你知道。主已经近了，你们 要知道主已经近了。
And if we are aware of the Lord is at hand, we will not be anxious about anything.
所以如果我们意识到、察觉到主已经近了，我们就不要为所有的事情担忧。
It's not denying that something, you know, is not happening, and there are bad things that happen. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.And requests make to God.
因为他这里说，并不是你搞好的事情，他是说，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。
And when we do that, the peace of God's presence that surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our mind in Christ Jesus.
所以，当我们这样做的时候，神所赐的出人意外的平安，并在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念。
You know, our hearts and mind are so kosher.
你知道我们的心跟头脑思想是有时候比较靠近。
And we need to be guarded by the peace of God.
我们的头脑心要被神的平安所保守。
That in the midst of challenges, in the midst of difficulty, we know God is with us.
在我们面对挑战当中，在我们困难之中的时候，我们需要知道神跟我们同在。
That God is in control.
神在控制所有的一切。
And if God is for us, who can be against us?
如果是神为了我们，谁可以跟我们挑战呢？
And so when we are aware of His presence,
所以当我们意识到、察觉到他的同在的时候，
when we walk in obedience to His presence,
当我们顺服神的同在的带领当中生活。
And we begin to maintain the communication, the connection, moment by moment, having conversation with God all the time.
当我们保守这个每时每刻都跟神有交流、沟通、祷告的时候，
we will experience the powerful presence of God that brings peace and liberty and life.
我们会经历到神的大能的同在，带来我们给我们自由、喜乐和生命。
I'm not saying I've arrived, but I'm preaching to myself as well. It's so easily to be negative and to be worrying.
我并不是说我已经达到这个，我同样也是自己证道，传给自己。我们要及时的知道神跟我们同在。
But we got to fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们需要把我们的眼睛注目在耶稣基督的身上。
Praise God. Let's bow our eyes.Bow our heads, close our eyes in prayer.
赞美主，那我们低头闭眼祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的话语。
We pray, O God, that you'll find a place in our hearts.
我们感谢你在我们的心中。
Even as we enter into the Lord's Supper right now,
当我们现在进入圣餐的时间。
We thank you for your finished work.
我们感谢你所完成的工作。
That the veil is torn and we can enter boldly into your presence.
那个幔子已经被撕裂，我们可以大胆地来到你的圣洁的面前。
So God, I pray that you help us to be so aware of your presence.
主啊，我们祷告，祈求你们能够 很有意识到察觉到你的同在
，to value your presence，
能够去驾驶去珍贵你的同在。
And so God, right now we commit each one of us into your hands。
主啊，我们现在把我们每个人交托在你的圣手当中。
In Jesus' name we pray，
在主耶稣基督名里面祷告。
Amen，
Amen。
Let's partake of the Holy Communion if you have not.Receive one, would you raise your hand so that we can pass?
我们一起用圣餐，如果你没有的话，请举起手来。
Just raise your hand.